welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of May 21st. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and 1 year older, Melissa Hansen.
I am.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. So what was your week in entertainment like?
It was rewatching movies I've already seen before, like classics like The Cutting Edge. Then an actual kind of classic, Harold and Maude, and then the Hollywood Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. So, much for me to talk about on that front.
That's okay. We watched with my sister for the first time since she'd never seen it. We watched Big Trouble in Little China last night.
Oh, nice.
She was bored. I'm like, how can you be bored?
What's wrong with her?
Yeah, I know. I don't get it.
Nice. Oh, wow.
So, but we can dive into, since television has been the big story this past week, we can look at what's been going on there from internet perspective.
Right. And as promised, I have the fall schedule.
All right.
So everyone can bitch and moan about what's not on it.
Yes.
So I'm going to run down really quick, just day and time period, and we can see what's missing.
Yeah.
So come this fall, Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to just do Eastern times. You can do your own math on that.
Okay.
Let's see, ABC, Dancing with the Stars, CBS, How I Met Your Mother, CW, 90210, which is a time change, Fox, Bones, NBC, The Voice, and then at 8:30, CBS has Partners, which is a new show.
Hmm.
9 p.m., CBS, Two Broke Girls, CW, Gossip Girl, and Fox, The Mob Doctor.
And this is Gossip Girl's final season.
Then 9:30, CBS, Mike and Molly.
Okay.
10 p.m., ABC Castle, CBS, Y5O, NBC Revolution, which is new. And mid-season, ABC is going to have The Bachelor at 8. CW is going to have The Carrie Diaries,
nice.
Which is the prequel to Sex and the City, at 9. And then also Fox is going to have The Following, which is a new show. Tuesday at 8, Dancing with the Stars results show on ABC. Yeah. CBS has NCIS, CW has Heart of Dixie, Fox has Raising Hope, and NBC has The Voice. At 8:30, Fox has the new sitcom Ben and Kate. 9 p.m., ABC Happy Endings, CW Emily Owens MD, which is new. Fox has New Girl, NBC has Go On, which is new. CBS has NCIS Los Angeles. At 9:30, ABC, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. Fox, The Mindy Project, which is new. And a new one on NBC, The New Normal.
And that Mindy Project is Mindy Kaling from The Office.
It is. Yeah. It is. So that's one I'm actually looking forward to.
Nice.
Let's see. 10 p.m., ABC Private Practice. CBS Vegas, which is new. NBC Parenthood, which is, yay, it's coming back. Mid-season replacements on Fox is going to have The Good Wing Games. ABC is going to have How to Live with Your Parents for the Rest of Your Life.
Oh, God.
And then The Family Tools, which are obviously all new stuff mid-season.
Okay.
Wednesday, 8 p.m., ABC Middle, CW Arrow, which is new.
It's and the
new
Green Arrow based off of the comic book, but not based on the character we saw in Smallville.
Okay. NBC Animal Practice, which is new. CBS Survivor. And Fox is going to have The X Factor in the fall and then American Idol mid-season.
Now, if I remember correctly, both Britney Spears and Demi Lovato have been signed to be judges for X Factor this year.
Yes, they have. Yep, okay. They're the two new judges.
All right.
8:30, ABC continues their comedies with Suburgatory, which is coming back. And NBC has Guys with Kids. 9 p.m., ABC Modern Family, CBS Criminal Minds, CW Supernatural, NBC Law and Order SVU. 9:30, ABC has The Neighbors, which is new. 10 p.m., they have Nashville, which is new. And then CSI, CBS, and Chicago Fire, which is new on NBC. Thursday, 8 p.m., ABC Last Resort, CBS The Big Bang Theory, CW The Vampire Diaries. And then it's the result show for either X Factor or American Idol on Fox. And then 30 Rock on NBC.
Yeah, the rumor has it that they're going to clean house at American Idol. Like all three judges are going
to
be gone.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see. It really looks like J-Lo may be gone.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to wait and see what they do.
Okay.
8:30 p.m., Two and a Half Men on CBS. And then Up All Night on NBC.
And poor Ashton isn't going to be making, you know, he's only going to be making $700,000 this year an episode instead of like $1.5 million.
Oh, I feel so bad.
I know. I don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah, and he may have alimony. So, you know what? Maybe good. Filling out on those divorce papers right now. You want to make that as little as possible. Nice. So maybe good timing. All right. 9 p.m. ABC Grey's Anatomy, CBS Person of Interest, CW Beauty and the Beast. And Glee is moving on Fox. And then The Office on NBC. And 9:30 will be Parks and Rec. At 10 p.m., Scandal is coming back to ABC. Elementary is new on CBS. And then Rock Center with Brian Williams is coming back on NBC.
Okay.
Friday, 8 p.m., we're starting with Shark Tank on ABC. CSI New York on CBS. America's Next Top Model on CW. Touch is coming back to Fox. And Whitney on NBC, and then Community will be following that at 8:30.
Okay, can we break for a second and talk about Community? Because NBC just fired showrunner Dan Harmon.
Yes, they did.
And he was pretty much responsible for everything you saw on screen in Community.
Yes, he was.
Now, the two people who ran Happy Endings are now running Community.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people who loved Happy Endings, but...
Yes.
I'm concerned that...
But I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care who's running it.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
It could be like the second coming of Jesus coming back and running it. I don't care. It's not Dan Harmon.
Yeah.
It's just wrong.
Yeah. I agree.
And on every level, it seems from what's coming out, just that they let him go and then the way they did it. I'm sickened by NBC and Sony.
Yeah.
Because this is Sony's show too. And they're involved in this.
Yeah.
So I'm taking them to task also.
Which is too bad. I mean, what's the point of bringing the show back if it's not the show that we've all known and loved?
Right. We're going to have to wait and see how it ends up.
Yeah.
But
it's only 13. Yeah. You know, we mentioned this, that NBC's only doing 13 episodes of their comedies this year. So.
Right. And then, yeah, they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
All right.
Back to your
schedule. Get back to Friday, 9 p.m. Primetime, What Would You Do on ABC. Made in Jersey, a new one on CBS. Nikita, CW, Fringe, Fox, and Grimm on NBC.
And this is Fringe's last season as well.
At 10 p.m., 2020 ABC, Blue Blood, CBS, Dateline, NBC. Mid-season, you're going to have Last Man Standing coming back on ABC, and then Malibu Country, which is a new one, also ABC, and then Shark Tank and Hell's Kitchen will be back mid-season on Fox.
Okay, and Malibu Country, I think we mentioned this before, is Reba McEntire's new show.
Right.
In which Lily Tomlin is playing her mother.
Yeah, that should be an interesting one.
Yeah.
But we'll have to wait till, you know, mid-year to see that.
Yeah.
Saturday, Fox Sports Saturday is going to be on, and Saturday Night College Football on ABC. And then CBS is doing Crime Time Saturday.
Hmm.
So, and then 48 Hours Mystery will be on CBS. NBC is just doing Encore stuff. Cops will be on mid-season on Fox. And then Animation Domination will join later in 2013.
Okay.
Sunday, 7 p.m., America's Funniest Home Videos, ABC, 60 Minutes, CBS, NFL, you know, on Fox, and Football Night in America on NBC. And then we are back to, like, 8 p.m., Once Upon a Time on ABC is back, Amazing Race, CBS, The Simpsons on Fox, and then Bob's Burgers. 9 p.m., Revenge, ABC, The Good Wife, CBS, Family Guy, Fox, Sunday Night Football on NBC. 9:30, Fox continuing their animation, American Dad will be back. 10 p.m., The Mentalist on CBS, 666 Park Avenue on ABC. And then mid-season, or just kind of post-football, Animation Domination Encore on Fox.
Okay.
Dateline NBC, The Cleveland Show on Fox will be in. And then NBC after football is going to have Fashion Star and The Celebrity Apprentice and Do Not Harm, which is a new show.
Okay.
So that'll be on mid-season. So all there's right. your quick rundown.
Now, you mentioned 666 Park Avenue, mm-hmm. which is starring Terry O'Quinn from Lost.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't made this clear yet, but he may or may not be Satan.
Okay.
Running an apartment building.
That's a good one. So, yeah, there's some... In my mind, some glaring things. Well, Cougar Town is gone, but not really.
Right, to somewhere else.
It's going to be on TBS.
Yes.
One of my other ones I told you all to watch, so they bring it back, and you didn't. The Finders killed.
I think another tragedy from what I've saw, and I have not seen all of the episodes, but GCB, which was on ABC and had a great cast.
I have watched them all and thoroughly enjoyed them. And I wasn't planning on it. I'm like, I'll see what it is. It's Kristen Chenoweth. I really loved it. And the cast was phenomenal. Yes. Not just her.
I think ABC really screwed up.
All of the women in it.
Yeah.
Did great jobs. They really created beautiful characters. Yeah. So, yeah, that really is a shame. I am very sad to see that one gone.
Yeah. I'm not sorry to see CSI Miami go.
No, that just overstayed its welcome by many years.
Sarah Michelle Gellar lost her job because they canceled Ringer, but she's pregnant again. So I guess that works in her favor. J.J. Abrams' Alcatraz is not coming back to Fox. That never really caught on.
No.
And Harry's Law, which was the Kathy Bates show
on
NBC, which they're still promoting the heck out of on demand, is not coming back. So
yeah.
And thankfully, they canceled that stupid Chelsea Handler show.
Yes. They did. And I kind of said that all fall, right?
Yeah.
I hope Chelsea doesn't make it so Community's got a space to come back.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I don't know what the new casualties will be, you know, the first casualties, but as we get closer, they'll start previewing a lot of their new shows, and we'll get a chance to taste what's on tap. All right, let's get away from TV for a while and go back to the box office, because I think a certain amount of Heroes are still having a stranglehold on the numbers, aren't they?
Yes, The Avengers, still number one, $55 million this weekend, which is really high. Like I said, the number one has been 20-some million for quite a while, which is right where Battleship is. Okay. Number two, just over $25 million. So I think not what they hoped, but definitely not bad
compared
to other movies they've been doing.
For a shitty movie, it's respectable.
Yeah. And you know what? It's actually getting decent reviews.
Seriously?
One review I read is, this is what Pearl Harbor should have been.
Oh, with aliens?
No, that it's there's the action, but there's all kinds of emotional punch to it.
All right.
So, you know, I think it's very diffused, but they're not all bad. Anyhow, The Dictator, $17.5 million at number three. Dark Shadows, not doing so great with not quite $13 million. Mm-hmm. And What to Expect When You're Expecting, running out the top five with $10.5 million.
Now, there was another movie that snuck in here that we had not talked about before, and I did not see coming, called The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
Yes.
Which is a British film starring Judi Dench, Tom Wilkinson, Maggie Smith, and Bill Nighy. It's about British retirees who move into a renovated hotel in India. And this made the festival circuit all through last year, and is now finally being released in the States. And it pulled in $3 million, which is more than Hunger Games did this week.
Right. Just over Hunger Games. Yeah. Big surprise in there.
So there is room for art house films in the box office.
Yeah, definitely.
Coming up next week, The Idiocy Continues. Men in Black 3 is there, which this, you know, having rewatched number two, and realizing that the franchise probably should have stopped there. I'm not holding out a lot of hope.
I don't know. I don't know about this. The whole back in time and having Josh Brolin play a young Tommy Lee Jones. I'm kind of into this.
I don't know.
I'm kind of thinking that may be cool. I mean, just from the clips, he looks amazing in it. Like, he just really brought it.
We'll see.
And is, you know, really is doing a great imitation.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm for checking it out and giving it a chance.
Well, Will was doing press in Russia this week, and some guy tried to kiss him. Some reporter.
And this is like the thing. This is like the Entertainment Reporter's thing.
Yeah, you know? It's his hook.
Like when he interviews people, he gives them a big old kiss.
Right. Well, Will smacked his face.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah. And then said on camera, and then said, "Oh, I shouldn't have said that." Is that he's lucky I didn't cold cock him.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Probably not the best choice to say that. But
anyways, from the people who gave us Titanic 2. Yeah, I did say Titanic 2. Chernobyl Diaries, which is pretty much the Blair Witch Project in an abandoned nuclear power plant. Really compelling stuff there.
Yeah.
In case you're interested in art house things, Moonrise Kingdom, which is opening in limited release. And I know it's opening at the Cannes Film Festival. They did a big photo up there. But this is Wes Anderson's latest.
Yes.
Set in the 1960s, it's a pair of star-crossed young lovers who flee their New England town, and the whole town kind of goes crazy and starts looking for them. This was co-written by Roman Coppola. Stars Bill Murray, Tilda Swinton, Bruce Willis, Ed Norton, Harvey Keitel, Jason Schwartzman, and Frances McDormand. And I can't expect anything but great things from this film.
Yeah, definitely.
Somebody actually compared it to, this is Wes Anderson's version of Arrested Development.
Okay.
Which could be interesting in and of itself.
You're right.
And there's another small little French film called The Untouchables, which is about an aristocrat who winds up becoming a quadriplegic in a paragliding accident and hires a kid from the projects to be his daily caretaker, his caregiver.
Right, and so this isn't The Untouchables. This is The Untouchables.
So in case you go into the film thinking, hey, it's The Untouchables, and then you're like, oh, wait, no, it's not. So anyways, if you're not going to the theater this week, you can check out what is coming to DVD and Blu-ray if you go to DVDverdict.com and click on the Upcoming Releases tab. And we are looking at the cover art gallery for May 22nd.
All right. And on Friday Filibuster, Alice had mentioned all of the Whitney Houston crap.
Oh, yeah.
That's being released. But it's not just her. There's a whole bunch of unauthorized biographies. There's Adele and Bruno Mars, Chelsea Handler, Madonna, Selena Gomez, Shakira. It's this whole set of biographies.
Well, it's one of those things. Those are cheap to produce. It doesn't take much time to throw something like that together. And if you've ever seen one of these unauthorized things, they don't talk to any of the real people involved. It's all of these tangential, like, this is Justin Bieber's second grade teacher who has something to say. And it's just like, what are we wasting our time on?
Right. And that's why it's definitely unauthorized.
Yeah.
There's no cooperation from the artists.
Yeah. Alice also mentioned ABC's ill-fated horror series, The River. Which is not on the schedule for this coming year.
Nope.
But it is getting a complete series release. So if you didn't see it, and like Paranormal Activity and shows like, you know, movies like that, you'll want to check this out.
A couple of the bigger releases, Daniel Radcliffe's The Woman in Black.
Yeah, which I have not seen.
I have not actually saw the play in London.
Yes, we talked about that.
Which was really excellent and freaky. So I'm looking forward to catching this. I missed it in the theaters. I kind of wanted to see it, but didn't. So I will definitely be watching that. The other big one was This Means War.
Yes.
That Chris Pine, Reese Witherspoon. Speaking of Chelsea Handler, she has a supporting role in that one. That's out on DVD and Blu-ray.
If you're a fan of Hayao Miyazaki and Studio Ghibli, there's their newest film, The Secret Life of Arity, which is a variation on The Borrowers and The Littles. You know, we've heard this story before, but never done their way. And two other of their classic films, Castle in the Sky and Whisper of the Heart, are both being released on Blu-ray this week. A beautiful Japanese animation and great storytelling. George Lucas-produced film Red Tails about the World War II bomber squadron, the African-American bombers.
Right. Yeah, the one that couldn't get made because Hollywood's, like, racist.
Right, exactly.
Remember?
Yeah. if you're a fan of Stephen Moffat, his second season of Sherlock is available this week on DVD and Blu-ray.
TV-wise, Rizzoli and Isles, the complete second season, that's Angie Harmon's cop show.
And it's good.
Yeah, I've seen it. I actually like it. It's her and Sasha Alexander, who was on NCIS the first few seasons.
Okay.
They have really good chemistry.
Yeah.
Together, and Lorraine Bracco's in it playing Andy Herman's mother.
Right.
That's kind of worth it just for that.
It is.
So.
It is. Speaking of famous parents, Robert Downey Sr. Gets a Criterion Collection this week for some of his films. He's a director. You know, his son is much more famous than he is, but you might want to check those out. And then the other big release, if you haven't completely turned off to Mel Gibson yet, the Lethal Weapon Collection is coming to Blu-ray this week.
Okay.
But as always, DVD Verdict benefits from you guys spending some time going through all of these links and purchasing if you so choose. We would appreciate it. Otherwise, if you are not going to do the DVD and Blu-ray route and prefer to do streaming media, we can check and look, see what's coming from Netflix this week, which is some interesting things. John Waters' Lust in the Dust with Divine is available. It's one that I still have not seen. I may have to turn in my John Waters fan card because I haven't seen it. Speaking of Divine, maybe this was her inspiration. Snooki and Jersey Shore season 4 is available on Netflix this week.
Okay.
She's kind of
be watching that.
She's kind of a little version of Divine, isn't she?
I have never heard her described that way, but we'll go with it.
The subversive Comedy Central series Workaholics, season 1. If you were a fan of the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, that is available this week. And yeah, you had mentioned about the unauthorized biography. Well, Eagle Rock is at it again with all of their rock and roll documentaries, which are fantastic. Mm-hmm. They're a classic album series, their live concert series. So this week you can check out things from Elton John and Elvis, The Who, Rick James, Santana, and The Band. And then there's a whole slew of WWE titles this week. So if you're a fan of professional wrestling, you will be happy as a pig in slop on Netflix. Over on Hulu, some really great classic films. Fritz Lang's brilliant 1931 tale M, which stars Peter Lorre as a pedophiliac serial killer in 1920s Germany.
Excellent.
But you know what? That film, for having been made in 1931, watching it today, and I watched it a few years ago, it is as relevant and as pertinent today as it was back then. Unnerving, compelling in so many ways.
Right.
Charlie Chaplin's 1947 crime dramedy, Monsieur Verdu. This is not his Little Tramp character, but he plays a suave, charming man who supports his family by marrying and murdering rich women for their money.
Well, excellent. It's just a feel-good time,
it
huh?
Is. It really is. And following along that line, 1992's black comedy, which is kind of it's from Belgium, but it's a mockumentary called Man Bites Dog. Mm-hmm. It's about a film crew who follows the daily life of a thief and murderer. But the crew soon finds themselves kind of becoming accomplices to his crimes. Interesting. And then one of the strangest, the most bizarre documentaries I have ever seen. My brother and I watched this together. It's called Cat Dancers. It's about a husband, a wife, and the wife's lover who made a career out of exotic dancing with big cats, like Siegfried and Roy. It's that kind of thing, but on a bargain basement, redneck kind of level. And it all ends in tragedy. It is the most, I mean, you could not write fiction that would be any more compelling than what this true story is. It's really weird. You've got to believe it. And then over at Amazon Instant, you get all the latest DVD and Blu-ray releases as they occur. And then there's classic stuff. I mean, a lot of old stuff is coming to TV this week. The Chappelle's Show, Dave Chappelle's Show, Jersey Shore, again, and Toddlers and Tiaras.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't know. People watch it. It's a popular reality series. It's...
I know.
Got it. And then in terms of movies... In terms of movies, we have Star Trek Insurrection, which was terrible, terrible Next Generation film. Mm-hmm. Clear and Present Danger, which was Harrison Ford. Mel Brooks' 1968 version of The Producers, which is fantastic. Billy Wilder's Sunset Boulevard, starring Gloria Swanson, and then the cult classic Office Space with Gary Cole and Jennifer Aniston.
Very nice.
Yeah. All right. I'll turn it over to you for the rest of the stuff, and then we'll come back with a little bit of news.
Well, TV that's actually happening now, not in a few months. Monday on NBC, there's a new show, dear Lord. American Ninja Warrior.
They actually filmed that by me in Venice Beach.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
It's an obstacle course competition series.
Yep.
So if that's your thing, just go for that. on Fox, it's the House finale. Tuesday on Fox, it's the Glee finale. And Wednesday is the Idol finale. So just, you know, Fox a week and you'll be set. ABC Thursday, there's another new show. It's called Duets. And it's a singing competition show, but you get to sing with famous people. Jennifer Nettles, who's the lead singer in Sugarland.
Yes.
And then Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, and Robin Thicke. They are the celebrities on that show.
All right.
Fox is bringing back So You Think You Can Dance, in case we don't have enough competition going on. And Saturday on CBS is the show How to Be a Gentleman, which actually was on this fall.
Okay.
And lasted a couple episodes, and they're now burning them all off.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So if you missed that show and have been missing it for months, you can watch it on Saturday nights until they are all done, because that is definitely not on the schedule this fall. Music this week, some interesting stuff. John Mayer's new album called Born and Raised, and he has been doing some interviews again after a bit of a break from saying stupid-ass things.
Yeah, he's good at that.
He's admitted that he said lots of stupid-ass things, okay. So good for him. Garbage actually has a new album. Oh. It's been quite a while, called Not Your Kind of People. And Chris Allen, speaking of American Idol, Thank You Camilla is his new album. And then, well, I mentioned this before when it opened, but the new Porgy and Bess on Broadway, at their cast recording starring Audra McDonald.
Yeah, cool.
Is out on CD this week. Just a couple quick things in literature. Colin Powell has a new book, a memoir. It Worked for Me in Life and Leadership. And you can actually pick up Catwoman Volume 1, which is a series of the comics collected.
Oh.
And I'm mentioning it because it's written by Judd Winnick, who you may recognize from Real World.
Yep, San Francisco.
Quite a few seasons again, before it all became about sex and hot tubs.
From the Pedro season.
It was. He was Pedro's good friend, yes, and Puck's nemesis and all of that. And he, you know, is a cartoonist.
Yep.
Is that the proper word?
Yep.
Graphic artist?
Yes.
I don't know. So these have been released separately, but now you can get them in a volume.
Cool.
I thought that was interesting. This past week, in theater, the Drama League awards were given out. And for Distinguished Production of a Play, Other Desert Cities, and Distinguished Revival of a Play was Death of a Salesman. Distinguished Production of a Musical was Once, right, which we have talked about, based on the movie. And Distinguished Revival of a Musical was Follies.
Okay.
And I'm going to say her name again, because she won one Distinguished Performance Award. It was Audra McDonald for the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. Okay, well, from Broadway news to less highbrow entertainment news.
Yeah, we talked about John Travolta last week. Well, Scientology's legal team must be working overtime because every single one of them are now settling out of court.
Exactly.
Let's make all the problems go away with money.
So we'll see, yeah, if it all ends up that way, but Gloria Allred is representing some of them, so she may have her teeth into this and be shaking it and not let go. So,
opportunist.
See if it totally goes away.
Disney XD is gearing up to premiere the animated series Tron Uprising, which bridges the gap, no pun intended there, between the original Tron and Tron Legacy, and features the voices of Elijah Wood, Lance Henriksen, and Paul Rubens.
Nice.
So that's coming the first week in June to Disney's kind of teen boy channel.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what it is. You know, that's what it's geared for. And speaking of Paul Rubens, the next Pee Wee Herman movie is just about ready to begin filming.
Excellent.
Under the direction, no less, of Judd Apatow.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, Paul is apparently having a meeting this week to kind of tweak some final things. They're ready with the script, and they're ready to get shooting. So
I will be waiting for that one.
Yeah. Duncan Jones, a.k.a. Zoe Bowie, is who did Moon, is going to direct an Ian Fleming biopic.
Okay.
And heavy on the action, heavy on the espionage, because, you know, apparently he lived a quite colorful life, as his books might indicate. But it'll be interesting to see what they do with that. Speaking of interesting filmmakers, Edgar Wright is going to be directing Johnny Depp in a remake of Darren McGavin's series Night Stalker, from a script of High Fidelity's DeVincentis. And one final note from here. Rumor has it that Ryan Reynolds is being heavily courted for the remake of the cult classic Highlander, which starred Christopher Lambert and Sean Connery.
I can see that after like his Blade action stuff.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So that's what I've got this week.
All right. Well, I wanted to mention, in case you've missed this story that's been going on really all week, Nick Stahl.
Ooh,
he was a child actor, and then he was in Terminator 3.
Yeah.
His estranged wife reported him missing and said he had been hanging out, you know, with people, probably doing drugs, but she was worried something had happened. And so a few days after that, I guess he emailed some friends and said, I'm fine. I'm going to go to rehab.
Oh.
But the police kept the missing persons investigation open because, you know, an email is not really enough. And it ends up that he called his wife. And he did check into rehab, and they have found him, and he is safe and sound and hopefully getting the help he needs. Mm. And not concerning at all, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit. Kardashian news. their old house that they lived in for like the first five seasons, then sold, you know, and moved to the new house. The person that bought that actually tore down the whole darn thing.
Wow.
Nice thing that the current owner did is when they tore it down, they donated all the materials to Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, cool.
So good for them. But yeah, the old Kardashian house is completely gone.
Oh, wow.
And the current owner is going to build a new house in its place.
Hmm. Well, and it's interesting. I've got one more thing here that just kind of that sparked my interest. So George Lucas was trying to build a movie studio on a whole bunch of land that he owns in Marin County in San Francisco. And the neighbors and all of the people around there put the kibosh on it, said, you can't do it, you can't do it. So now...
He would have protected the land and...
Right. So now,
you know, had a whole bunch of new jobs in the area.
Yeah, but now he's pushing to get it zoned to build low-income housing, just to say, F you, neighbors.
Yeah, well, you know, not the nicest thing in his
part.
I know,
but that's just kind of how George is.
Well, yeah, we all know that. It's not really surprising.
All right, well, and on that happy note, we will bid you adieu for this week, but we will be back next week with even more exciting and adventurous stories to share. And until then, Melissa Ann, take it away.
The memory I want to forget is goodbye.